Adrian here. I just wanted to add a quick little disclaimer here at the beginning of this episode. We recorded a lot of our reviews out of sequence. We tried something new. we definitely learned a lot from it. So the format of the show is kind of all over the place. We'll work on this for our next episode. So it's a little bit off, but we did our best. Thanks very much and enjoy.
Where'd you get this?
On the shelf.
If it's in a word or it's in a look, you can't get rid of the Babadook. A rumbling sound, then three sharp knocks.
Babadook, duck, duck.
That's when you'll know he's around. You'll see him if you look. Nothing bad's gonna happen, Sam.
Did he think that about my dad before he died?
He sees things as they are, that one.
I promised to protect you if you promised to protect me.
Oh, my God. Did he hurt anyone?
The boy has significant behavioral problems.
This monster thing has got to stop, all right? It's just a book. It can't hurt you.
Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
My name is Bill.
We are reporting from Fantastic Fest on the final day. How are you feeling at the end of the festival?
I'm feeling really good. Like, yeah. Mentally, I'm sharp.
Yeah.
I never sleep during film festivals, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Right on.
You, on the other hand.
Oh, man. I've had a rough trip. I don't think I mentioned it in the first episode, but was it the first full day we were here? We went to University of Texas. I stepped in a huge divot, landed on my knee pretty hard. So for the first two or three days, I had a bit of a limp. Limited mobility on my knee. My voice will sound a little bit different this episode and probably last because I caught a cold flu kind of thing.
The fantastic flu.
Fantastic flu. At one point, it felt a lot like pneumonia. And I had pneumonia a few years ago. And just the feeling out of my chest and my throat and I've had to miss about at least three or four movies because of this, and it sucks. But
you have to kill me to miss screenings.
Yeah.
I will walk out of a film,
yeah,
but I will not miss a screening.
Yeah. You walked out of one today, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Called I Am Trash.
Yeah, it was a trash movie.
Shit film. I lasted about a half hour, and I knew in the first 5 minutes I should have walked then. I Am Trash. Avoid the hell out of that one.
Brutal.
Yeah.
I walked out of I Am Here only because I dozed off.
Can I say that I rated I Am Here 5 out of 5?
Yeah, that's right.
Son of a bitch.
I was tired, man. I fell asleep. And it's not the most thrilling movie to start.
Oh, yeah, it's totally not. Sucks you didn't get to see it.
Yeah, it's just fatigue. It's not because I was bored. I was just freaking tired.
It's my first Fantastic Fest.
Yeah.
Been having a really good time.
Yeah.
It's a pretty well-run festival.
Yeah.
The movies have been relatively good. I've met the people I wanted to meet.
Yeah.
And, tonight's the big closing gala.
Yeah.
Which you've already seen, bastard.
Nightcrawler. That's right. I'll save my thoughts for when we main review that.
Yeah, later. And then we got the big closing night party, which sounds like it's going to be a disgusting night of debauchery.
Yeah, we go to some ghost town and there's going to be a band there. They haven't announced what band it's going to be, but it sounds like it could be big. You never know.
I hope it's like an 80s hair metal band.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because I like 80s hair metal.
It could be Dragon Sound from
Please don't let it be Dragon Sound.
Friends forever. Oh, man. What else? I went to Mueller Meat Company today for some barbecue. The guy before us got the last part of the brisket, so they sold out just before we arrived.
Lame.
But we had ribs and...
Oh, how were the ribs?
Ribs were phenomenal.
Really?
Oh, so good.
I've heard Mueller was a bit of a prick.
He wasn't there.
Hey, wasn't he?
Nice. No, it was just his employees.
So you just had ribs?
Just ribs, and I had pork shoulder, which was amazing.
Nice.
Yeah, just jammed that in some bread and some onions and pickles and
hell yeah,
hot sauce. Oh, man, it was a mess. My hands were just, dripping in grease. It was beautiful.
I wish I had joined you, because I ended up walking out of that movie.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, are we ready to get into the rest of the episode?
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. We will. Just before we started, I forgot to mention, I wanted to say thank you to anybody who's listened recently. Our Fantastic Fest Part 1 enjoyed the most hits we've ever received.
Yeah, it blew right up.
Yeah. So we are thrilled. We are beside ourselves. Very, very happy. We hope you stick with us because we're doing Vancouver International Film Festival right after this. I'll be doing about 11 days total, and Bill's doing like
14.
Yeah, it's crazy. Man.
Yeah, the so. The drive for 150 films in 1 month continues.
Yeah,
I'm at 52 right now.
Wicked. So you're at your target so far.
Pretty much.
Right on. So you're going to see about 100.
Yeah,
that's insane, dude. Well, I wish you all the best. I have no doubt that you'll hit it.
I'm pretty much, this is what's going to happen. If I'm at like 140 something on the final day,
yeah,
I am just not going to sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm going to watch 8 movies in a row.
No way. That's awesome.
I'm going to hit 150.
Wicked.
If I die trying.
Nice.
And by the end of Vancouver, I will be dead.
That's right. Oh, that's crazy. But
the fun thing is that the day after Vancouver, after watching 150 movies, I have to go to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's crazy, man. That is insane.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. I chose this.
Yeah, yeah, and it's great. Like,
yeah.
And good bang for your buck on both passes and the trip, so.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's all good.
Told my Vancouver International Film Fest friends, I'll see you tomorrow.
Nice.
We travel all day, and then I go straight into a midnight movie.
at the Rio.
At the Rio, yeah.
Yeah.
Grab a couple beer and sit down and watch It Follows.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Cool. So we're going to do a segment we didn't do last episode called the 60-second rant. It's where we basically just take 60 seconds, rant about anything film related. This time I think we're both picking something related to the festival.
Yeah.
I've got one rant and Bill has two.
The 60-second rant, Fantastic Fest edition.
That's right. That's right. I'll go first.
Because I usually never have one. I always have two.
That's right. And sometimes you jump in on mine.
It's more like the 2-minute rant.
Yeah. So I'll start now. It's really bad here for red carpet star fuckers. People with movie posters and DVDs trying to get their autograph, the Keanu Reeves autograph, or
yesterday it was Elijah Wood.
Yeah, Elijah Wood. Last year during the first day, there was lots of people, non-badge holders, who were here.
Really?
And Elijah Wood was like under the tent just constantly getting barraged with, hey, can I take my picture with you? And it's like, what's the point? You know, I could totally see, you know, saying, hey, it's cool, I saw Elijah Wood or met him, talked for a few minutes. I just don't see what you get out of getting a quick little photo.
Yeah, but do what I did. I took a picture of Keanu Reeves and I posted it on Twitter and I said, whoa, Keanu.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
You didn't run over and try to get a selfie with him.
No, don't do that.
Sign my DVD, man.
Bastards.
Yeah, fuck those people.
Yeah.
Fuck you, star fuckers. I hate your fucking souls.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
I just hate selfies in general.
Yeah.
I have two rants, as was said before. My first rant is about just the Fantastic Fest schedule in general.
Right.
And how it's really padded out with time between films.
Yeah.
Like, you could probably get, like, right now there's usually 5 plus a midnight.
Yeah.
You could maybe get 7 in there.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 6 easily.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I have more than an hour between each screening.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
I just want to watch movies.
Yeah.
You should have the option.
Yeah.
To watch as many movies as you possibly can.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I love about the Vancouver Film Festival.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to just get a shitload of films in there.
Yeah.
Because I am just going to rule that place.
Oh, yeah. You step out of the theater right into another one.
Yeah. Bam. Like, bam.
Yeah.
5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
You start your next movie. Yeah. I wish Fantastic Fest was like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
So, that's the end of my first rant.
Yeah, okay.
My second rant, and I'm probably going to get shit for this, but whatever. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'm not affiliated with anybody. I don't care. I don't know half the people here. So I'm the one that's going to take it to the next level.
All right.
The Fantastic Fest secret screening was shitty. It was a film that should have been in the normal section.
Oh, right.
People come to this festival thinking they're going to get a huge movie at the secret screening.
Yeah, like last year they had Gravity. Year before that, Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, big films.
Yeah.
When you think secret screening, you think it's going to be the film of the festival.
Yeah, Birdman, stuff like that.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was it called? Goodnight, Mommy?
Goodnight, Mommy.
Yeah, Goodnight. Yeah. Ever heard of that film?
Yeah, nobody listening will probably see it.
It played a TIFF in the Vanguard section.
Yeah.
I did know about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm stupidly anal about reading different festival programs and stuff.
Yeah.
But I didn't... I paid $400 to... I didn't want to see Goodbye Mommy, Goodnight Mommy. I wanted to see Birdman.
Yeah, Birdman. Even Stretch.
Yeah, that shitty Joe Carnahan.
Joe Carnahan.
Yeah. Just disappointing.
Yeah.
It felt so anticlimactic. When everybody heard it, they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Really?
I had to IMDb one of the actors when the credits started rolling. Because it's all in... Austrian,
nice,
German, whatever, and I was like, okay, there's that actor's name. I typed it in, movie popped up. I was like, oh, that movie was called Goodnight Mommy.
yeah, just pretty piss poor. Yeah. It was so bad that people were thinking that can't be the only secret screening.
Yeah, and it was.
There's something else. Yeah. There just has to be.
Yeah,
no, there wasn't.
Yeah, and it's they added a screening for today.
Yeah,
for Goodnight Mommy. So.
Yeah, so I'm seeing it later today. I hope it's really great.
Yeah.
But I was in a standby line, and once I heard the film, I was like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, yeah, rant over. Too bad.
That was number two rant?
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I guess we're ready to get into some main reviews, and we've seen some really cool movies lately. So we'll start with The Guest, which they kind of broke their own rules because it already played South By, and...
It opens. It's already opened.
Yeah, by the time we post this, it'll be playing in numerous theaters throughout North America. The Guest, directed by Adam Wingard. Was it written by Simon Barrett?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he produces all of Adam Wingard's films as well. Those guys are a really cool duo.
The just right off the top, the Q&A was Simon Barrett.
Yeah.
One of the better Q&As I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he was trash.
Yeah. And he was kind of combative and wasn't answering anything. And it was hilarious.
Oh, it was funny.
Props to Scott Weinberg, too, for just going with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that has to be a tough job to do something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Guest, what's the main character's name? Or lead actor's name?
Dan Stevens.
Dan Stevens.
From Downton Abbey.
That's right. I don't watch that show.
I do. The new season just started.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Gosh. White people in Downton Abbey.
I love Downton Abbey, man.
I always tease my friends and stuff. Like, oh, white people, man. But yeah, he is tremendous in this film.
Yeah, the premise of the film is a family finds out that their son has been killed, and this guy just shows up and says, "I was in your son's unit. He told me to tell you that he loved you." And the family responds to him and asks him to stay for a couple of days. After they kind of get to know him, they kind of start to notice a few little quirks in the guy.
Yeah, things are a little off.
Yeah, a little off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really want to tell too much about it because
people
can see it right now.
Oh, yeah.
But when I think of Dan Stevens on Downton Abbey, he looks completely different.
Oh, he does.
And he's not this big buff dude.
Yeah.
Dan Stevens in this form
is
a star.
He is, truly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just an unbelievable performance.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, he's got really great screen presence, and he can flick whatever he needs, like a light switch. Like, he'll be Mr. Serious, straight face, no emotion. And then a flick of a switch, he's a menacing freak.
Yeah.
Or he's making you laugh.
Yeah.
Or he's doing all three at once. He is so good in this.
He's a handsome man, too.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy. I was thinking, like, he's like Paul Walker with talent.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You're actually right. He does kind of have that Paul Walker vibe to him.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have used him as a body double. And
you know, I was thinking that while I was watching. I was like, I heard his brother doesn't look like him at all. So they should have used Dan Stevens. But yeah, The Guest, really cool, really crazy kind of soundtrack and score. It's kind of
It's almost like a Dario Argento film from, like, when he was in his Gallo, like, phase.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
The cool thing about Adam Wingert is that there's always little weird references you get in the films.
Oh, yeah.
Some hidden stuff in there.
Yeah.
Like, there's a character from another movie who's in the film, and I didn't even know he was in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about AJ?
Yeah.
AJ Bowen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was... Yeah, you don't notice him, but he shaved his beard for that movie. So it took me about 30 seconds to recognize him, so, yeah. And there's a reference to some of his previous films. We won't talk about it here or where they appear in the film. I didn't notice him until you pointed it out.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. So if you have any questions or if you've seen it, send us a tweet and we'll talk about those little hidden Easter eggs. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're at film festivals to see movies early, but at the same time, we're not here to ruin shit for people.
Yeah.
I really love The Guest, but I'm not going to tell you about it.
Yeah.
I want you to see it.
You need to see it.
Yeah.
I went in completely blind. I sort of knew it was about a guy who just shows up and stuff goes sideways, but I had no idea what it was about going in beyond that.
All the Wingert Barrett movies need to be supported.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we kind of let Your Next down.
Big time.
Yeah, that movie should have been a huge hit.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
Yeah.
And it kind of said to people that people don't really want to see intelligent horror films, and that just pissed me off, because Your Next was great.
Oh, yeah.
And this is great.
Yeah.
And I hope people support it. I hope all the white people, as you say, who love Downton Abbey, go there and are completely shocked at Dan Stevens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, support the hell out of this one. It's really damn good. And I didn't want to see it because it was opening. I have this rule. Mm-hmm. Like, if the film's opening within like a month, I won't see it at a film festival.
Yeah.
But there was nothing else to see.
Yeah.
And, you know, totally glad I did. The Q&A, the Draft House, just pitch perfect sound and awesome projection. Yeah. I hope everybody gets to see it this weekend. Support. Give it. I want at least $15 million on this film.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Because. Yeah. You know, crappy films like, I've already forgotten, The Purge.
Yeah.
The first Purge. The money the first Purge made should have went to Your Next.
Yeah.
That angered me so much that The Purge did so much better than Your Next.
People have shitty tastes.
They do. They truly do. Do you have anything else to add for the guests?
No, check it out. It's original horror. We got to support it.
Yeah, for sure. I fully agree. Go see The Guest. So we saw another film that we wanted to talk about in greater depth that everybody's jerking off hardcore. The Babadook. That's been gaining a lot of steam out of... it played Sundance?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sundance. And everybody's saying it's the scariest movie ever.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty much a lot of, like, the second coming of horror.
Yeah, yeah. And I read a review where the person was like... I checked my watch to see what time it was, and he said he was so terrified that there was still an hour left in the film. But that's totally not the movie we watched.
You guys can't see me, but I'm shaking my head right now.
Yeah, that's right. The Babadook has a good setup. I really enjoyed the character and world building that was involved there. Just... If I could sound like one of those douchebags who said there was not enough Godzilla in the movie Godzilla, there's not enough of the Babadook in the Babadook.
Yeah. So the basic premise is that a mother and a son live in a house, and, you know, a typical horror film, the son is, like, hearing stuff and talking to something.
Yeah.
And it says it's called the Babadook, and they find this book.
Yeah.
That was the coolest part of the film. But the book was really rad.
Yeah, the book. I thought was the scariest part.
Totally. The book was awesome.
Yeah.
And the book talks about... The book is more or less the Scream rules of horror. It explains everything, how the Babadook works.
Yeah.
And the Babadook sort of has to be invited in.
Yeah.
And the more scared you get, the stronger it gets.
Yeah.
So the mother gets scared... And then the stuff starts to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, cool, this is where I'm going to get so scared right now. And I'm just sitting there.
Waiting for it.
I'm like, okay. I've seen films already at this festival that were scarier.
Yeah.
And yeah. Nobody's heard of them.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Yeah. And, okay, the film ends. I like the film. It's not a bad film.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess that's the problem with people seeing films early and they, like, just hype the hell out of them.
Oh, yeah.
And you have these expectations.
Yeah.
And it's a good film. I hope people like it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not what the people are saying.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah. I think you combine the fact that it played at Sundance and killed there, and it's a first-time feature filmmaker. But yeah, you combine those elements where people are just like, oh my god, played this festival. It's a first-time filmmaker. And in all fairness, the lead actress, Essie Davis...
is great.
She's great.
Yeah.
Like,
she's got that Dan Stevens thing where she can be like scared out of her mind, and then half a second later... Do not screw around with her because she's going to beat the crap out of you.
Yeah. She is really good. And I think that's one thing that a lot of people underestimate and don't really give enough credit for is, you know, actresses who are great in scary movies.
It's brutal too because we're at probably the, other than Fantasia, the biggest genre festival in the world.
Yeah.
And you think you'd have people here who were like super hardcore about rating things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to see something really amazing.
Yeah.
People love this film.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody's walking out going, man, that was the best.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it. It's almost like people haven't seen horror films.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, like, the finale sure felt like a lot of... It felt like a Frankenstein kind of... Not the movie Frankenstein, but in sense of, like... There was some bits from The Shining.
Yeah. Throw it at the wall and see what sticks.
Some Sam Raimi in there, like early Evil Dead movies. Forgot what else I took note of.
It's almost like we haven't slept.
That's right. And it's almost like we haven't seen, what, 30-plus movies?
In 6 days or whatever.
But yeah, the director and writer, her name is Jennifer Kent, and it's her first film. I will certainly sign up for her next project.
Yeah, it is really cool to see a woman making a pretty damn good horror film. I know we're sounding negative.
Yeah.
I did like the film.
Yeah.
I don't want to sell that down. Like, I did really like the film. I don't understand... This is not like a genre breaking film. This is not the Blair Witch Project.
No,
people are saying it's that good.
Yeah,
it's not.
No, it's not. It's so, very good.
So I hope you heard this podcast for us to break your expectations because we had such huge ones.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, going in there was a lot of respectable critics who hyped it up for us and didn't quite match it. And it's not just us. You know, my wife, she is hardcore with horror films, and she was kind of, I don't want to say underwhelmed, she did basically feel the same as us, and can't win them all.
What was the last horror film that you saw other than Your Next? I'll throw that out, because everybody loves Your Next. And maybe Safe Haven from VHS too. What was the last really like holy shit horror film you saw? Like, they're really rare.
Yeah. For me, let's see.
I'll throw mine out.
Yeah.
It's because people were bringing it up last night at a Q&A.
Okay.
A Serbian film.
Okay, yeah.
That film is just absolutely batshit crazy.
I haven't seen it.
I love that film.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably the most daring film I've seen in a very long time.
Yeah.
When people say, oh, this film is like genre-breaking... No, yeah. you got to bring a little more than that.
Yeah. I'll use this one as an easy layup. Insidious, James Wan.
Oh, I hated Insidious.
You hated it?
I'm going to Dikembe Mutombo that shit out. Get call for goaltending on that one.
He's waving his hand and his finger right now. Insidious, very familiar premise that's been there, done that a million times. I just loved the build-up, and the scares really got me, so... that's that for The Babadook.
Yeah, liked, but it's not as good as everybody says it is.
Yeah, we're just here to kind of curb your anticipation of that one.
Just to point out, we're right, they're wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We run shit around here. next up, we're just going to briefly discuss Everly, the Joe Lynch film starring Salma Hayek. It takes place all in one tiny little apartment. What did you think of it?
Before we start,
yeah,
I read a really funny review of Everly today.
Oh, really?
I think you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
From the person we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that sound cryptic enough?
Yeah.
who did not get the film at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I laugh at that.
Oh, big time.
It's a stupid action film.
It is,
And this person talked about the female aspect of it.
Oh, feminism.
Yeah, and I'm just like, if you're watching that film trying to get a feminist message out of it,
yeah,
other than the woman kicks ass,
yeah,
it's a freaking action film.
It is.
What the hell do you want?
Yeah. You know, you bring up a good point because I'm getting sick of people need to categorize everything.
Yeah.
A female lead kicking ass doesn't automatically mean that it's a feminist statement.
No, you gotta have a good
girl power.
You gotta have a good script and everything. And
yeah,
like the director of Everly was there, Joe Lynch, I think his name was, and he's not a feminist. He's just a good old boy.
Yeah,
and Salma Hayek with guns.
Yeah,
tight shirt.
And we're not saying that we're against like feminist films at all, but it's just you're comparing apples and oranges with this film.
Yeah, the woman in the Babadook.
Yeah,
was more of a feminist message to me than Everly was.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And she's a great character.
Yeah, for sure. Really? She's well written.
Yeah,
and Everly wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, she's in the apartment. People attack her. She kills about 30 people.
Yeah, the plot of that film was written on a napkin in a bar after a bottle of JD.
Yeah,
like it's two sentences long.
Yeah, yeah. I had fun with it. It was just Salma Hayek shooting people. A couple of weird characters and a really, this is going to sound bad, but a really funny dog death that happened. In the screening I was in, I was laughing like a crazy man. And I was the only person laughing. I was like, oh, come on.
It's happened a couple times this year.
Yeah. I like Salma Hayek.
She's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think it's... I said before, I don't like dumb action films.
Yeah.
This is a dumb action. John Wick is not a dumb action film.
Yeah, that one's
it is
brilliant.
Next level stuff.
Yeah.
This is not. This is like Die Hard with Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
With no good script lines.
Yeah.
And a lesser director.
Yeah, that's true. One thing that really did bother me about this movie is every villain in the movie is just dumb as nails.
Yeah.
They are just, and it's at the expense of just to get her to the next kill. Like, they're just stupid.
It's a video game.
Yeah. The guy will have a kill shot on her, and something distracts him long enough so that she pulls out a gun and shoots him in the face or whatever. So that kind of stuff bothered me.
She's also like, indestructible.
That's true.
She gets shot multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
not bad. It's just...
Yeah, I had a really good time with it. It was.
I feel like I'm a downer on action films. But no. Just give me something smart. Give me John Wick
or I Frankenstein. Oh my gosh, things just got really awkward in here.
Staring a hole through you, man.
Oh man, but yeah, Everly. I think that's about all we had to really say about it.
I don't know. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, yeah, I had a good time. I had fun. Didn't leave me with a lot to chew on at the end of the day, but I'm fine with that. Okay, so I guess we're ready to move on to some lightning reviews, and the lightning reviews are just movies we didn't really want to discuss in great depth or detail, or maybe I haven't seen it, you haven't seen it. Anyway, we'll get into them right now.
Adrian doesn't watch movies.
I don't watch movies. I've only watched, 30 movies here and written, like, 4 reviews.
Slacker.
Sure.
I'm like, watch Spring before we do the show.
Yeah.
He didn't watch Spring.
Well, yeah. Anyway.
It's just me being a dick.
Yeah. Lightning Review. First one, Jackie and the Kingdom of Women.
Yeah.
It's a satire where females have the power. The males are basically like 1950s housewives kind of thing. Yeah. Right? Just, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's a really great satire.
It is so funny, man. Yeah. Like, the lead character, I don't know his name, his actual name, but he is just so funny. He just commits to that role. He's a man, but he's wearing like this, I don't know what those are called, those like robes.
It's like a, yeah, I don't even know it either, but
yeah. And there's a really funny scene where he's at a store and he has to lift up his robe a little bit to get his money, and the female that's working there, she glances down to see his to see his legs exposed as he lifts up his robe. She's like checking him out, and there's an attempted rape scene, which sounds terrible saying it out loud, but it is funny.
Yeah, it was. I said last show, a complete surprise.
Yeah,
I booked that one blind.
Yeah,
earlier in the festival, and just absolutely loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, and on Bill's recommendation, I went to see it and loved it, and I'll be recommending it to other people.
Sweet.
Glad Jackie and the Kingdom of Women.
Glad you got to see it.
Yeah.
fun film.
Yeah, really fun.
Hope people get to see that one.
Yeah. I saw No Man's Land, which I enjoyed. It's kind of, it's got a lot of plot twists and turns and coincidences and long setups. It's pretty funny. It's pretty entertaining, but runs way too long.
I didn't see it, so it's not important.
That's right. Yeah. I'm sure it'll become available eventually. I wouldn't go out of your way to see it. I liked it. I'm not really selling it. I don't hate that I watched it.
I just Dikembe Mutombo'd you again, man.
That's right. Yeah. Also saw From the Dark, which is a film I was very bored with. Did you see From the Dark?
I did.
Yeah.
Irish zombie slasher.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're zombies.
Zombie.
Never explained.
No.
No.
Couple gets stranded in the countryside, and there's like three houses nearby,
and this old man digs out some terror,
yeah,
in the form of a zombie
vampire.
We think.
Yeah.
That supposedly you, if you get bit by it or like scratched by it,
yeah,
you become a zombie.
Yeah.
Even though the main character got scratched and didn't become a zombie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oops. but another character did get scratched and became a zombie.
Yeah. The rules are not very well laid out.
If you can't follow your rules,
yeah,
I got nothing for you.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Rule breaking is what killed, the Evil Dead remake.
Yeah.
That's what made it such shit. But yeah, this one, not a lot to see here. A lot of people here ate it up, but again, I enjoyed the female lead. She was really good.
Oh, yeah, she kicked some ass.
Yeah,
she kicked some ass. Love a strong female character.
Yeah, she's very, very good performance. She was very good with what she worked with.
She out-Everly'd Everly.
That's right. Yeah. It was cool, but there were some sort of quote-unquote badass moments that felt like they were just thrown in. That just didn't work for me.
It felt like a direct-to-video movie.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
One guy left because he was too scared, and the girl a few seats over had her hands in her face the whole time, and I had no idea why.
No.
Like, me, I'm the biggest scaredy cat, or I thought so, and this film didn't scare me at all.
No.
Pass.
Pass.
The other thing I went to see was a Doug Benson movie interruption, Miami Connection. I've always heard about these shows and thought I'd give it a try. It was pretty funny. It was probably the only way I was ever going to see Miami Connection. I tried to watch it before and just couldn't get into it.
Because it's terrible.
Yeah, it is. It's, and we talked about this before, you and me. We're not into the whole, it's so bad, it's good.
No.
I'd rather just watch good films.
It just sucks.
Yeah. I don't see the point in, you know, and I'm not saying, like, if you're into watching these bad movies and being entertained by them, all power to you. You're a bit weird, and maybe don't tweet me ever again.
Yeah, pretty much. I like some pretty crappy films, but
yeah.
I don't. This is Miami Connection is really terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a reason why nobody had seen it until like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
because it got buried.
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
yeah. But it was funny to watch and listen to. Doug Benson had a panel of people with him. It was him and Pat Healy from Cheap Thrills. The guy with the big afro, kind of big hair from Call Me Bang Bang.
Yeah.
And some other guy was there. I should have written names down, but it was entertaining to watch with those guys making fun of it.
Yeah, so. And we're also film festing, so our brains are mush.
Yeah, pretty much. That day, I was just like, I don't think I can sit through another film of heavy content. I think I watched Felt before that. Felt is pretty fucked up, and probably the most unsettling film I've seen here.
So. More than The Tribe?
Okay. Second most unsettling film.
Oh, I should have seen that again today.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I could have done it.
No. It's hard on the soul, man.
Yeah.
That's it for me for lightning reviews.
All right, I got a few. Cool. I've been busy.
You have?
Because I'm not sick. Well, I'm sick in the head, but I'm not sick. Yeah. I caught up with Blind, which Adrian talked about last podcast. A nice little mindfuck.
It is.
Yeah. Once you kind of get the vibe of the film,
it
really starts to hit pretty good.
Yeah.
It just took a while to get there.
Yeah.
But I really did dig it.
Yeah.
The lead character, she's great.
Yeah.
It's all about her. Yeah, actually, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
I think Adrian explained it enough, and I don't really want to. Go in blind.
Yeah, yeah.
Zing.
Put it on your radar and be sure to see it.
I'm sure it's too good of a film not to come out. People will see it.
Yeah.
I saw this movie called Closer to God, which is about cloning and how the scientist figures out how to clone babies perfectly, and the religious people just go after him. And I didn't care at all. No sympathy between each party. Didn't even care.
Wow.
Movie sucked.
Yeah.
This one sucked even worse. Are you a big Takashi Miike fan?
I don't think I know any of those films at all.
Takashi Miike was really good about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He had like a 5-6 movie stretch where he was like the man. He was like Sion Sano now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everything he put out was gold.
Yeah.
He hasn't made a good film since.
Oh, no way.
This one is terrible. Over Your Dead Body. It's like these people in a play.
Okay.
And the play becomes kind of real life.
Yeah.
It's shitty.
Oh, brutal. It's,
yeah. I'm almost done with Miike.
Yeah.
I know better.
Yeah.
And every time I'm like, oh, it's Takashi Miike. Maybe, no. Yeah. Never is.
Brutal.
Yeah. So yeah, fuck Over Your Dead Body. We already talked about From the Dark. Caught up with Electric Boogaloo, the Canon documentary.
Canon doc, yeah.
I'm going to be on the record saying that I did not like this.
No?
I thought it really generic.
Yeah.
Nothing really impressed me by it, which is funny because I hold Not Quite Hollywood in very high manner. It's an awesome documentary about Australian exploitation films.
Okay.
Love that film. This one does nothing. It's just there.
Yeah, people tell weird stories.
Yeah.
And they're all the same.
It's cool. Like, Dolph Lundgren's on the screen. Well, that's cool, but I didn't care at all.
Yeah.
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 I know people ate that stuff up, but
it's
not me. Saw another one called Housebound.
Okay.
Which was like Wes Craven's People Under the Stairs. You ever see that film?
Yeah, I love that film.
Yeah. But sort of on like the Dead Alive tip, like lots of good violence.
Mm.
It's really, really small budget. I think it costs like $300,000 to make.
Oh, really?
And it's really good.
Oh, cool.
It comes out on VOD next month.
Sweet.
Check it out.
Yeah.
In Order of Disappearance. Starring Stellan Skarsgård.
I wanted to see that so bad.
The funniest film of the festival.
Really?
And it's all black humor.
Ah.
Literally, the title of the film, every time somebody dies, they put like a eulogy on the screen for them, and they number it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Oh, nice.
And some of these people die in the funniest ways.
Sweet.
Yeah, I can't recommend that film enough.
Yeah.
It was a very... good movie to see first show on a day. Got me in a really hyped mood. I laughed like crazy.
Yeah.
I know you're Kyle loved it too.
Oh yeah.
When Animals Dream,
mm-hmm.
which was a female, I think around 16, who finds out she's turning into a werewolf.
Okay.
And it turns out her mother has the same problem, but they've been drugging her for years so she wouldn't turn into a werewolf.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
But the daughter becomes rebellious and lots of werewolf stuff happens.
Oh, cool.
I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Liked
right
it.
On. Right on.
I saw the... this is supposed to come out last year. Alexander Aja's movie Horns.
Oh yeah,
it's been delayed forever.
Yeah, and found out why it was shelved, right?
No, I actually really liked it.
Oh, you did?
Until the end. The end is terrible.
Oh really?
Yeah, the ending is really bad.
Oh,
but the rest of it's really good. It's really quite inventive.
Yeah,
and there's plenty of worse films that I've seen that. Yeah, this one should have come out already. I thought it was quite good.
Cool.
Except for that last... It's like Snowpiercer.
Yeah. Oh.
Cut the last bit off and it'd be good. Yeah. And last but not least, Spring.
Spring, yes.
The one I wanted you to watch for the podcast.
Yeah.
Before Sunset, Ethan Hawke, white guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
American.
Yeah.
The female, the Julie Delphi character, I think she's Spanish in this one, not French.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a lizard.
Lizard? What?
It's like Before Sunset.
Yeah.
But Julie Delphi's a lizard.
Oh, wow.
They talk. She turns into a lizard.
Yeah.
Kills some people. They talk.
Yeah.
She kills more people.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Oh, wicked.
I fucking love this film.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's my second favorite film of the festival so far.
Nice.
I want everybody to see it.
Yeah.
I know you love those. The Before trilogy.
Oh, yeah. That's my jam.
Yeah, this is just like that.
Yeah.
But the genre version.
Wicked.
And it is incredible.
Cool.
Drafthouse picked it up.
Yeah.
So we know it's in good hands.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll get out there.
Yeah, that's cool. I love this film.
Sweet,
love. Like I'd heard people raving about it earlier in the fest, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess I gotta change my schedule.
Yeah,
and I missed out on a film I wanted to see this.
Yeah,
and I'm really glad I did.
Yeah, yeah. And on that topic, I wanted to mention too that Bill is always really plugged in to what's good at festivals, so if you ever need a recommendation at any festival in the world, hit up Bill, because he's either seen it or knows the general buzz about it. So I wanted to mention that too.
I'm super anal about festivals. Like, I do a lot of research.
Yeah.
I don't like missing things that I want to see.
Yeah.
And it's pretty rare when I have some days I have really amazing days, some days I don't.
Yeah.
But, you can only go so far on people's recommendations.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We won't always agree on everything, but it's a good kicking off point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adrian's wrong, I'm right.
Whatever. Yeah. Oh dude, not even close, man. I Frankenstein.
No. And I don't know how much we're gonna be talking about VIFF, but I did see a VIFF film during this festival that I watched on a screener called God Help the Girl.
Oh yeah, you mentioned that.
I love this film too.
Yeah.
It's a musical.
Yeah.
About a anorexic girl who finds a bunch of friends that help her out of her funk.
Okay.
And they sing a lot of songs, and Emily Browning is amazing.
Oh cool.
And I love this film.
Wicked.
It was playing at the South Lamar before Fantastic Fest started, and I wanted to go and see it, but I didn't go and see it.
Yeah.
But I think it's pretty much out right now. Everybody support this film too.
Yeah. Cool.
And if you don't like it, you're wrong.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's my mantra.
That's right. Hey, did you have anything else for Lightning Round?
That is it.
Think you'll be back next year?
It's costing me a lot of money. So, and I'm going to feel the repercussions of this festival for the next 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention all the stuff I missed out doing because I was saving for this.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to really think about it.
Yeah.
And I really don't like flying.
Well, one thing I had talked about is maybe not staying for the full festival, too, because the last couple of days we talked about it, it's been kind of winding down, mostly repeats playing, and...
There was maybe... Yeah. A theater this morning was maybe half full.
Same thing for my first screening, which I fell asleep in just because I was so tired.
Yeah, such a great film, too.
Yeah, I'll catch up with that. So I guess we should tell people where they can find us on the internet. Bill, why don't you start first?
My Twitter handle is at soundjam69. Hit me up there. I don't really tweet a lot, but I would appreciate it.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I don't have Facebook. I don't have all the other shit. So yeah. Twitter's the best spot.
Doesn't have an online bank account. I'm just kidding. But yeah, hit up Bill with a mention. He's not the kind of guy who will ignore your mention on Twitter.
You never know, I might.
You might. Yeah, it depends. Depends on who you write for or if you... Whatever.
And if I'm busy at a film festival.
That's right. Yeah, it's been tough to check in with the real world.
And if you're a Liverpool fan, go fuck yourself.
Oh, dude. Yeah, right, man. Champions League, what up? Going all the way, son. You can find me on Twitter. My name is at @Adrian_Charlie. We have a Twitter account for the show called @TheGreen_Screen. You can also find us on iTunes and any other podcast platform that you may have on your mobile device. Just run a search for The Green Screen of Death. You'll see us there. We would appreciate any ratings, comments, anything like that helps us find a wider audience.
I think Fantastic Fest did that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, and thanks again for anybody who's listening for the first time. We hope you stay. We'd love to hear from you. We are also available on Facebook, so we do have a Facebook page. Run a search for The Green Screen of Death. We post some stuff there. We'd love to hear from you. Where'd you hear about us? How'd you find us? Who do you like more, Bill or Adrian? It should be Adrian, but...
There is no contest.
That's right.
I speak the truth.
That's right. I sugarcoat everything. I like everything is the thing that people tell me all the time.
And I hate everything.
And Bill hates everything. I tell Bill that all the time. Anyway... Okay, we are adding a couple of reviews to our main reviews.
I love these cut and paste shows, man.
Yeah. Yeah, if the sound is a little bit different, it's because we just got out of the closing night film at Fantastic Fest, Nightcrawler, Jake Gyllenhaal film.
We walked around the corner of the building because about 400 feet away from us, there's a giant party that's about to start. Yeah. That's going to have free drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to go downhill real quick.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get sloppy. Yeah. Here.
Yeah. Free everything.
Yeah. So, Nightcrawler, what are your first thoughts on Nightcrawler?
I kind of went in blind. Well, Tim League, when he was introing the film, said all he'd seen is the, like, 1 minute long viral trailer.
Yeah.
Of, like, Jake just talking into the camera.
Yeah.
That's all I had seen. Same here. All I knew is that he was a photographer.
Yeah.
He's a unemployed, weird guy.
Yeah,
who gets most of his any kind of skills he figures out by like Googling them and then like watching a video on YouTube.
Yeah,
and he's full of inspirational quotes and gets him through life. And he one day figures out that you can make some money shooting crime scenes.
Yeah. Yeah,
and decent money, like $300-$400 a pop.
Yeah,
for each news story you sell to a TV station.
Yeah,
except for he's really not all there.
No, there's something wrong.
No, there's something definitely wrong with him.
Yeah,
and as the film keeps on going, Jake Gyllenhaal in probably his best ever performance.
Yeah, yeah, truly,
just. He's spectacular, and he gets better and better and better and better throughout the entire film.
Oh yeah.
And I gotta say, hell of a way to close the festival, because this is a really kick-ass film.
It's great. Yeah. I love it.
You've seen it twice.
I loved it so much I watched it twice. There was a press screening this morning, and I was like, well, I got into the closing night screening as well. I was like, what else am I gonna do? I want to see it with a crowd, and
Everybody ate it up. And this time I was actually quite moved. There's a scene, I won't say anything, of course. There's a scene that got me all broken up and very choked up. And it's just a very moving performance and great, great film. I can't really find anything to really pick on in this film. I enjoyed it. And I'm a sucker for Los Angeles films that are shot at night.
Yeah, like, obviously the first thing that comes to your mind is Drive.
Drive, yeah.
This one was shot by Robert Elswit.
Yeah.
Best known for Paul Thomas Anderson film. And he's a hell of a hand. Like, this film is pretty damn good looking.
Oh, yeah.
I've never actually shot a film.
Yeah.
But I'm sure night photography is harder than day photography.
Oh, for sure.
And it looks amazing.
Yeah.
Everything about this film is spot on. But we all, anybody who's ever listened to the podcast knows that we all hate the Oscars.
Oh, yeah.
But
fuck the Oscars.
So sometimes you really do just kind of have to give it up for somebody who does some really amazing work. And first-time director.
Tremendous job.
Yeah. He's a screenwriter by day.
Yeah.
And wrote this movie, shot it, and... gotta give it up for him, but yeah. It's a Jake Gyllenhaal show.
Oh yeah.
During the Q&A, it was said that he lost 28 pounds.
Yeah, and for a guy that size, that's massive.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was a gradual thing, because he legitimately gets scarier and scarier throughout the entire film.
Yeah,
and by the end, he's just a manic piece of work.
Yeah, he's menacing. He's like darkly charismatic too. He kind of draws. He really wins over the audience.
Yeah.
And you don't know if you should root for the guy or if you should be like, "Wow, this guy's a piece of shit."
And every time he's being menacing, he pulls out some sort of like inspirational quote.
Yeah.
Which just nails it.
Oh, that was totally.
So good.
Yeah.
I can't wait for people to see this.
Yeah.
End of October.
October 31st. It opens. This is a must-see. Yeah. It is. And, you know, Bill and I, we don't ever put on our festival goggles. If our previous reviews were any indicator, you know, this is a great film.
Yeah,
we're not blinded by the, you know, U.S. premiere of this film.
No, I fully expect to tell the truth every time I come on this podcast.
Yeah.
And I think we're both pretty... unanimous on this one. It's a damn fine film.
Yeah damn great film, tremendous performances. Renee Russo, it's a nice return. Haven't seen her in a lot of stuff lately, but it was great to see her on the big screen.
I can't even remember the last time I saw her.
Yeah,
it was like the return of Kim Basinger and I Am Here. Like, what the, she's still alive?
That's right.
Yeah
she's really great. Go see and support Nightcrawler. You won't regret it.
One last thing.
Yeah.
I love how Bill Paxton just kind of shows up
in
little small roles
and
steals the movie.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah, the scenes he had, he just stole the scene from Jake Gyllenhaal.
Love Bill Paxton.
He's a scene thief. He's great.
Yeah.
Anything else to add to Nightcrawler?
Hell of a closing film.
Yeah, truly. Tremendous, beautiful, dark, great stuff.
Yeah.
Love Los Angeles at Night.
Yeah, one of the great films so far this year. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. You saw Goodnight Mommy.
Finally caught up with it, yeah.
Yeah, that was the secret screening for Fantastic Fest. What did you think of Goodnight Mommy?
Which I bashed on the last show.
You did. Well, the current show, actually.
Yeah. this multiple show cutting thing is screwing me up. I said that I was pretty pissed that it wasn't a big name film. And then I saw it.
Yeah.
And I absolutely loved it. Oh,
it's a fucking awesome movie, dude.
Yeah, but you were like, dude, it's super slow and... I didn't think it was slow at all.
I thought it was
just an amazing story.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You sort of get thrown into this like family, a mother and two kids, and the mother has bandages all over her face.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know why. Has she suffered an accident? Is she plastic surgery?
I kind of thought plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And the kids keep on saying, "This isn't our mother."
Yeah.
where's our mother?
Yeah.
And it just goes to extremes after that. I can't even, I don't want to give it away because it's so screwed up.
Yeah.
But this movie went places.
Yeah.
I did not expect it to go.
Yeah.
And then when it went to those places.
Yeah.
It went even further.
Oh, yeah. They took it to extremes, man.
People were screaming at the screening I was at.
Yep, same here.
And I was just like, all right, this is my film. I love this.
Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of his films, but Haneke came to mind while I was watching some of these sequences play out. And just the lack of restraint
in
the dark places they went. I was like, holy fuck, this is fucked.
Do you remember it? Was it VIFF last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Where they played a Moore.
Oh, yeah. That was Michael Haneke film.
This is, the film's been out for 2 years, and if you haven't seen a Moore, then stop listening to the podcast because you suck. When he slaps his wife.
Yeah.
And that was just such a shocking scene.
Yeah.
There's like four of those in this film.
Totally. Yeah. Just creates a vacuum effect. Everybody gasps.
Yeah.
Goes, holy shit, what the fuck?
Because it's little kids doing things.
Yeah.
It's not adults. It's like eight-year-olds.
Yeah, and they keep the camera on them, too.
Yeah.
For a lot of the shots. A few of them, I think, you know, it was somebody else's hands in there. But the movie is just so crazy that you lose sense of that.
Yeah.
And you really believe that it's the little kids doing all these crazy shit on camera.
Not to mention, it's one of the best shot films I've seen in a very long time.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
So, I completely apologize to Tim League and all the Alamo Drafthouse Fantastic Fest festival programmers, because I doubted you.
Yeah.
Hadn't seen the film.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to see Birdman.
Oh, yeah.
Or Inherent Vice, or whatever the hell you
could have brought. They were working on.
Yeah. I completely apologize. I don't have a problem apologizing for shit I say.
Yeah.
My mouth runs. But hell of a film.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I understand why people thought it was slow, because I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it's intriguing, hooks you in, keeps you interested through the whole film.
And holy shit, the Weinstein Company picked it up.
Oh, they did?
Radius, the company that picked it up,
right.
is owned by the Weinsteins.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's just hope they keep it as is.
Yeah, it's great the way it is. Snowpiercer was Radius, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We would have cut that.
Oh, fuck. Cut the last 30 minutes, and you've got one of the best films of the year.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a hell of a film.
Yeah.
Which is going to come up in my top five.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. Should we get into the top five?
Yeah, why not? Top five, one bad one?
Yeah, we'll get into... Yeah, we're going to talk about the top five. Depending on how we cut this, we'll either throw the lightning reviews at the end, or they will be just before this.
I'm lost, officially.
We are totally fucked right now. So we've got our top five. We're about to start. You want to kick things off? Number five.
Number five is Goodnight, Mommy.
Nice.
We just talked about it.
Yeah.
I think it's... hell of a film. I switched it up right before we started recording. I had Lost Soul as number five.
Oh, wicked. That's a great film, too.
The making of the Marlon Brando Dr. Moreau movie.
Yeah.
It's just an amazingly watchable documentary.
Yeah.
And the director, Richard Stanley, was here.
Yeah.
And he's a super charismatic dude.
Oh, yeah.
The Q&A was amazing. I gotta say... It's been some really awesome Q&As at this festival.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a lot of, like, so what was your budget questions?
Yeah.
It just drives me nuts.
Yeah, that shit is brutal.
So, yeah, I had Lost Souls, but Goodnight, Mommy, which we just talked about.
Yeah.
Great film. I forget what its original name is, but it's like Ik Shen or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Something stupid.
Yeah.
Call it by its English title. Yeah, but hopefully the Weinsteins don't fuck that one up, because it's a special film.
Yeah.
Number five, Goodnight, Mommy.
Wicked. My number five is a film we just watched, Nightcrawler. Just absolutely love Nightcrawler.
It is my number four.
Wicked.
So I'll continue.
Cool, yeah. We just did a full review of it. No need to talk about it further. I'll say my number four, Tale of Princess Kaguya. You're going to see this the day after we get back from VIFF.
Yeah, we're recording this on Thursday night, and I'm seeing it on Saturday morning at 10:30 in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll just be really quick. Beautiful, beautiful animation. Wonderful story. Left me an absolute mess through the whole film. Not just at the beginning, middle, or end. The whole film.
Yeah, that's bullshit. You cry a lot when you watch the movies.
Whatever, dude. If you don't cry during this film, you are a fucking robot. Okay, you're number three.
That being said, I did cry my ass off when I watched Wind Rises.
So, oh, yeah. Same here. Yeah.
I'm expecting it to be quite good. Yeah. My number three is the film you fell asleep during today. I Am Here.
Cool.
Rated three films perfect rating at this festival.
Yeah.
My next three are perfect rating films.
Wicked.
That being said, the number one is like... If there was a 10 out of 5,
oh, yeah.
My number one would be 10 out of 5. And these ones would be 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Cool. My number three is I Am Here.
Yeah.
From director Anders Morgenthaler.
Okay.
Starring Kim Basinger.
Yeah.
Of the Tim Burton Batman film. That's right. we reviewed it on this show or the last show.
I think it was part one.
I'm confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a beast of a film.
Yeah.
A woman who can't get pregnant decides to go to really desperate measures to get a kid.
Yeah.
And her sidekick, a midget or dwarf or small person, whatever PC word I'm supposed to use, who I think is Dinklage good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a really good actor.
Sweet. He's been in some stuff, too.
Yeah,
I've seen his face
before.
Yeah,
he's really good. Yeah. I don't know his name. I probably should have done some better research.
Oh, yeah, we didn't. We just scribbled down our top five.
Yeah, research is not our big goal in this festival.
Yeah.
It's an amazing film. I can't wait for people to see that one.
Cool.
Number three, I Am Here.
Wicked.
A 5 out of 5.
Nice.
From Bill Harris.
My number three is Force Majeure, a film you're keeping for VIFF. And I'll keep it brief because we will talk more about this film.
Hell yeah, I can't wait.
During our VIFF episodes. Just a great film. Sharp writing, clever, great setups, lots of laughs, great performances. Just, I can't sing enough praise for this film. So you'll see it at VIFF.
That was probably the film I heard the most buzz about.
Yeah.
When people were like, holy shit, I didn't know that film even existed.
Yeah.
And I was blown away by it.
Yeah, yeah. It's really, really great. Force Majeure, my number three.
Sweet. My number two, also a 5 out of 5 rated film.
Yeah.
Spring.
Okay.
Which we talked about earlier on the show.
Yeah.
Which felt like days ago.
I think it was today.
It was only 6 hours ago.
Yep.
The Before Sunset, Before Midnight-ish movie with two people talking a lot, and one of them is a lizard lady.
That's insane. Who eats with people. Some genre stuff.
Yeah, it's just awesome.
Cool.
Awesome. That's my surprise of the festival.
Wicked, wicked.
Yeah. Everybody talked to me about it. So what's your favorite film? And like, The Tribe.
Yeah.
Like, that's my number one, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody I've talked to, that's their number one film of the festival.
Oh, yeah. But it killed,
Pretty much everybody I've talked to, other than that, and I'm like, so what was your biggest surprise of the festival? And they're like, Spring.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, Spring.
Nice.
Then I'm like, John Wick. They're like, John Wick.
Holy shit, John Wick.
But I killed me not to put John Wick in my top five.
Yeah, same here. It was actually in my top five until I watched Nightcrawler today.
Oh.
Yeah, so John Wick's number six.
Nothing but love for John Wick.
Yeah.
But yeah, my number two and my number one is Spring.
Yeah.
And my number one, The Tribe.
Cool.
Yeah.
Tribe is phenomenal.
Yeah. I actually... Is Tribe your number one?
Tribe is my number one. We'll
say, what's your number two?
Number two is another one you're saving for VIFF, Hemu.
Oh, shit. Nice.
It is. Holy shit.
Oh, I can't wait.
It is. I'll be brief again because...
It's Korean, right?
Yeah, South Korean.
Oh, love me some South Korean.
Kick you in the face. Kick you while you're down.
Nice.
Kick your dog. There's no dogs in this, but I'm just saying...
A lot of dog violence.
There is. There are no dogs in Hemu, but I'm just saying, in terms of the journey you take, it takes you through the ringer, man. And awesome. It's awesome.
Can't wait.
Great writing, razor-sharp script, beautiful pacing. By the end of it, I was... Again, a sloppy mess. I had tears in my eyes.
Run over by a truck?
Oh, yeah, run over by a truck. survived that, and then got hit by another truck.
Wacky title.
And, yeah.
Hey, Moo.
Yeah, it is great. I can't wait for you to see it, and hope that you also enjoy it. We will talk about it again on a future episode with
totally our fifth coverage. Yeah.
And number one, The Tribe.
Yeah. I was
masterpiece.
I was talking to a friend of mine in our hometown in Victoria, BC, Canada, and he was like, what's your favorite film so far? And I'm like, oh, it's easily The Tribe. It's second best film I've seen this year. And he's like, boo, like Boyhood, you're number one. I'm like, yeah, Boyhood's my number one.
Yeah.
I think it's the best film of the decade.
Yeah.
But he's like, what the hell is The Tribe?
How do you describe that?
And I'm like, it's like if Jean-Pierre and Luc Dardenne were 25 years old.
Yeah.
And started watching Michael Haneke films when they were 15.
Yeah.
And they made this.
Yeah.
It looks like a Dardenne film.
Yeah.
But it's fucked up like a Haneke film.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you just sold me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, it's like the best thing I cannot wait for you to see this.
Yeah.
Tell you the truth, I wish I'd watched it again today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wanted to as well, but I was like, I don't think I could do that to my soul.
Yeah.
It's a tough journey, man.
I brought up Amore earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
A film I haven't watched since we saw that VIFF screen.
Oh, yeah, same here.
And it's a really brutal film. I think I can watch The Tribe again.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be things that you missed, obviously,
it's such an intense film. There's no way you're getting it first time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I cannot wait for the second and third and fourth viewing.
Yeah.
Just an amazing film.
Yeah, amazing, beautiful and complex camera movements. Just a masterclass in cinema. It's next level shit, man. I loved it.
Yeah.
It is the perfect film, in my opinion. And so glad I saw it here.
A pretty major critic at this festival, Devin Faraci, writes for Badass Digest.
Yeah.
He said it's one of the best films he's ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a valid statement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, enough said.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the best films I've ever seen, too.
Yeah.
Because I hold it pretty high.
Oh, yeah.
Alongside with Boyhood, which I said it was the best film of the decade so far.
Yeah, yeah.
And you never know. Tribe might, on second viewing, be better than Boyhood.
Yeah, yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
And I really hope people don't dismiss it as a gimmick, because it's not. It's getting back to the roots of cinema.
Yeah, for sure.
No spoken dialogue.
It's like a Buster Keaton film.
Yeah, yeah, truly. I hope it refreshes a lot of filmmakers to put more emphasis on body language and telling a great, solid story.
This is me getting off on a tangent, but a couple years ago I went to a 24-hour movie marathon in Vancouver at the Pacific Cinematheque.
Yeah.
And they're going to show 12 films all in a row.
Yeah.
And the first film was a Buster Keaton film.
Yeah.
Sherlock Jr.
Okay.
I'd never seen it. Not really a big silent film fan.
Yeah.
Not really my thing.
Yeah.
I am now.
Oh, totally.
Because this Buster Keaton film was like the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Sweet.
Yeah. And revelatory stuff.
Yeah.
And The Tribe is like that.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, and I hope people get blown away like we did.
Oh, yeah.
And like the 900 other people who saw it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think everybody who went to this festival saw The Tribe.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. Yeah, take a chance on it. Give it a try. It is great.
Yeah. But yeah, number one by a freaking long margin.
Yeah.
The Tribe.
The Tribe. Go see The Tribe.
Yeah.
We have one dishonorable mention, our worst film of the festival. I think we both picked the same film.
Would it be The Hive?
The Hive. Garbage, garbage, garbage.
Garbage.
It was just... there was no redeeming factors in this film.
A film made by one of James Gunn did Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
James Gunn has a little bit of pull now.
Oh, yeah.
So his buddy got to make a film.
Oh, yeah.
No credentials.
Yeah, he was a music video director. We've seen that before.
Yeah.
But this is an experiment gone wrong.
Yeah, it's shot poor, story's poor, acting's poor.
Dialogue's shit.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
Spoon-fed exposition because the audience couldn't possibly follow along.
No.
Yeah, It's insulting at times. I would have walked out, but the filmmaker was there, and everybody was so hyped up on this. I was like, fuck, I've got to sit through this whole fucking movie.
Me being me,
yeah.
I hear people say, well, I'm like, what was your worst film on the festival? They're like, oh, I don't really have any bad films. And I'm like,
yeah.
You were here during this conversation, so I know you witnessed this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you did see The Hive, right?
Yeah.
He's like, well, it wasn't that bad. I'm like, dude, it was that bad.
It was that bad. It's a weird thing. People here, and at all festivals, really, are hesitant to cut down anything, but you're not doing a service to anybody.
No, you're not.
The programmers need to hear this. The filmmaker does need to hear stuff like that. You're not doing them a service by saying, oh yeah, good job. No, it was really bad.
I don't think it's ever going to get released into theaters.
I heard somebody say it was picked up.
Really?
Yeah, I really hope it's straight to VOD.
I saw a lot of really shitty slasher flicks at this festival that felt very VOD.
Yeah.
This was the worst of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
By far.
Easily the worst.
Yeah. I think there was one cool moment that I enjoyed, but that lasted about five seconds.
The hell you say.
Yeah. But yeah, The Hive. Worst film here.
It's too bad. You would think that at a festival of this quality, that everything would be great.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Not so much.
No, not so much.
Oh, well.
Can't win them all, man. Can't win them all.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts on the festival overall?
Great time.
Yeah. Really great time.
Lots of really good movies. Met the people I wanted to meet.
Yeah.
I'm broke.
Yeah, same here.
Jesus, am I broke.
Yeah, we're going to another festival after this.
Thankfully, I get paid on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because, woof.
Yeah.
I haven't quite figured out if I'm coming next year, but if there's any way I can do it, I'm going to.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
It was really hard.
Yeah.
Money-wise.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And next year, if we do go, we're not going to the University of Texas.
Oh, yeah.
You're eating cold effects every day.
I did.
I'm not allowed to break my ribs.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Cool.
What about you?
Oh, yeah, I'll be here for sure. Every year is going to revolve around this for me.
Really?
I love it. I love it here. The only thing I think I might change next year, so I don't think I'll stay for the full festival.
Yeah.
It's just too draining physically and mentally. I got sick last year, got sick this year, and it really fucked me over last year. And I think I'm coming out of it now, but I just don't like that. And the last couple of days, there are a lot of repeats and a lot of films that I'm not too interested in.
Here's my thing. The Vancouver International Film Festival, those are the films that get me really hard.
Yeah.
Like, there's some awesome, really amazing films at Fantastic Fest.
Yeah.
But VIFF is my main festival.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to be every year for sure. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, this was really damn fun.
Cool.
I don't know why it took me this long to come. I think it might have been you who finally talked me into it from your like holy shit you gotta come and all this stuff so it's damn good festival. I don't know about you guys, let's get drunk.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's have a good time. Closing night party.
Fuck it, we don't have to travel tomorrow.
No, not at all. Luckily we get to sleep in a tiny bit, but not really. So I guess we should wrap things up. So, friendly reminder, you can find us on Facebook, iTunes, any other podcast platforms. Just run a search, The Green Screen of Death. Throw us a rating and comment if you could, because that'll help us find a wider audience. And, yeah, we're loving the hits lately. Thanks again for checking us out, and we hope you stick around.
Yeah, holy crap. You guys blew it up. I love it.
Yeah.
True story. I woke up. No, we watched movies the whole day.
Yeah.
And I came back to my hotel.
Yeah.
And I went to the website, and I checked the hits.
Yeah.
And I texted Adrian. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, legit, our first Fantastic Fest episode
Yeah.
did five times what we usually do the entire month.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In a day.
In a day. That was insane.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. That's so amazing.
Yeah, thanks so much. And we'll continue to deliver all this great, fun content that we love to do. So, yeah. Kudos. Thank you
so
much.
The cool thing is, too, is that I'm only going to get grumpier when I go to VIF.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be going for 30 straight days.
Yeah.
And the idea of seeing 150 films is probably going to kill me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you all the best, and I've got no doubt that you'll hit that mark.
Yeah. I'm die or try, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to die, but
yep.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm on vacation.
Oh, for sure, man.
And as I said, let's get drunk.
Let's do it. All right. So from Austin, Texas, we're signing off from Fantastic Fest 10. Thanks very much for listening. We appreciate it. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at @Adrian_Charlie. We've got a Twitter account at @TheGreen_Screen. Where can they find you, Bill?
And mine is at @SoundJam69. And that's all I got.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, until next time, thanks very much. Have a good night.
Peace.